This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of Checking In. I'm so excited to have the CEO and founder of the number one black skincare company, Butterskin.com. Okay, I think this episode is going to be for those who are feeling uncomfortable where you are now because you feel that you're really supposed to be doing something else, but fear has maybe taken the front seat of your life. It's taken over you. Listen, I understand. That's why this episode is going to be so important. Y'all, I'm expecting to be inspired. Coming up next on Checking In with Michelle Williams. Come on, y'all, stay a while. I am talking with someone who has, the number one black skincare brand. His name is Dorian Renaud, CEO, founder, creative director. I'm going to give him all the names. He might not even be the creative director, but he's going to be all of that for me today.
I am.
Y'all, give it up for the Butterskin founder, Dorian Renaud.
That was an amazing intro, and I couldn't think of a better person to give it up for me like that.
Of course, I would be remiss if I don't talk about your acting, you know, being on Bounce TV's In the Cut. You were on BT's College Hill. And yes, there was some rumors or some murmuring floating around about what the trajectory of your life was going to be. Yeah. And you messed around and gave us Butter.
I did. And I didn't know how I would get here. I mean, I didn't know that 4 years into creating this company that we would be number one. I would never imagine, like, you know, going back to acting and starting off on reality TV, which wasn't my choice, I would say, but it was a good thing for me at that time. I never imagined being a CEO and a founder of a beauty line, because when you think about beauty, you don't think about black men, right? So I never thought I had that space. I'm not an esthetician. I'm a skincare lover, not a skincare expert. So it's been a journey getting here.
Yes, but you are the skincare expert for your skin, your skin, because you had to figure out what was going on with your skin. Now, yeah. I also saw something that said you can see your own reflection out of Dorian's skin. And I must say, y'all, I think I see myself, honey.
Hey, you look good.
Thank you. You look good. Y'all, the skin is glowing. I know you have told this story 1,000 times. Yeah. I don't know if there's any other different way that I can ask you the start of the skincare journey. I'm going to tell some of it so he don't have to tell a lot of it. I remember recalling seeing you say you were trying over-the-counter products, just trying to figure out stuff for your skin, and it just was not working. Expensive dermatological treatments and products. Go ahead and take us there.
Well, I grew up in Beaumont, Texas, not far from Houston, where you were. And I remember coming to see y'all at the rodeo and, you know, all of that stuff. And, you know, it's a small town and I didn't have access, you know. And so I would see these commercials for Proactive, all these different things. And it wasn't working for my skin. And I would try everything in the stores. It wasn't working for my skin. And I was struggling with hyperpigmentation, everything that a young person struggles with, right? Yeah. And then when I got on camera, they would put makeup on me and they would take the makeup off. And I was getting so insecure that I wanted to fix every little dark spot on my face. And I think it came from a place of vainness, to be completely honest, because I didn't want to not look how I looked in a picture or on television. Mm. And so I really wanted to work on my skin. And I started, you know, what's crazy? Ty Hunter, you know, Ty told me about a very expensive vitamin C serum. And when I moved to LA at 20, I remember going to this store and buying it, and I really couldn't afford it, but it was working for my skin. And then I was in Harlem one day and I saw some shea butter out on the streets and I bought that, and I was using a gentle cleanser, but my dad had a barbershop and a shoe shop. And so I saw self-care growing up, and I saw, you know, people coming in and feel good about themselves, whether they was going to prom or a funeral, you know, in the South and in our heritage, it's about going to the beauty salon on Saturdays, going to the barbershop. It's a part of our routine. And, you know, when I moved to LA, I didn't have that routine. I was insecure about my skin, especially going out in public and people knowing who I was. You know, I found myself hiding behind my own skin and trying everything, and microdermabrasion, microneedling, you name it. I tried it. And then, you know, I found my really incredible skin woman here, Celeste, and she has really taught me about it. And
Celeste in LA? Celeste Rodriguez?
Celeste Rodriguez, she the reason. Because I tell people all the time, you got to take care of it, right? And she knew black skin so well. And I met Celeste in the club. And she's one of the reasons why I have gotten in the butter, because I started going to her spot. She said, I'll do you for free if you post. And she said, if you bring celebrities in here, I'll give you most of them and do it for them for free. New Beauty Magazine took notice, and I started hosting skincare events there with her. And I started learning more about skin, right? And she was teaching me. And so when I met my business partner, I mean, I spent half my year in 2019 in the middle of Florida, nowhere, in a lab with a chemist, learning everything that I can learn about skincare, what products go, but also taking education from people like Celeste and people around me that knew about skincare. And, you know, I didn't know how it was going to be received. I would have been happy if 5 people bought it. I didn't think that people would take me serious, to be honest with you, because I had done reality TV and I had done acting and I was out and about. And I said, how are they going to take me serious as a businessman or in a skincare space? And I even found that being a talent, sometimes people don't take you serious. They think you're just a talent. And you know, even when you go into business, they're like, oh, we'll make all the decisions for you. You're a talent. You just stand there and look pretty. So I tell people it was like going to college and doing a job at the same time. I was learning, making expensive mistakes along the way. But at the same time, I was listening to my audience. You know, I wasn't listening to my peers. I was listening to what the audience wanted. And 4 years later, to have Butterbee in so many stores. And,
yes.
I mean, I'm Macy's. Still gagged and blown away.
Child, it's in really, really, really nice department stores. And I know that yes. was a goal of yours, and how people of color can walk into a high-end department store and see a skincare product created for our skin.
Yes.
When you were working with chemists, did you notice particular ingredients that are just in over-the-counter products where you were like, that's breaking people out. I cannot have this in mine. Or how your standard maybe 10 skincare products, it's all the same, that same 2 ingredients. And you were like, that's probably what's breaking my skin out.
Well, you know what I realized? I ain't never really told nobody this, but I think people should know. When I got in the lab, I realized a lot of stuff was the same. I realized that a lot of these products out here were using the same ingredients, the same formula. Even when you would go to celebrity brands, they were white labeling it. it wasn't ingredients that we needed for our skin. And so when I was in the lab, you know, I'm a black man, I'm 30 at the time. I'm in there with a chemist that has never made skincare for our products. And I'm like, we need butters. And I needed to come from Africa. We use cocoa butter. My grandmother used Vaseline. I know what works for me. And this light moisturizer that's leaving me ashy is not working. And so what I did, Michelle, I wanted to create everything in my bathroom that I could use that was comfortable for me, that helped my skin out, and also give education, because I would go in these expensive stores and they would brush me off and say, well, I don't know what you need, you know, or I don't know what you want. And so I realized that the people at the counters didn't care. They didn't have education. And then when you go to CVS and some from Beaumont or, you know, Chicago, where you from, they got our stuff locked up in the back.
Yeah.
And I said, why does our self-care and our skincare and our hair care need to be embarrassing, where I got to go tell the lady at the front to come and lock a gate to get my stuff
correct
out? You know, and so I wanted to take the embarrassment away from going in a store and feeling like, I, you know, even if you can't afford it, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to start. And then, you know, us, we black people. And so you feel like you got to go in certain department stores dressed a certain way, looked a certain way, so that they can even respect you. And then when you a man or a black woman, you go to the counter and you say, I want quality products, they don't know where to send you. And that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. And because I felt that way, I wanted the packaging to be pristine, because I wanted people to be able to keep that in their bathrooms. It looked good. I wanted the quality, the product to be pristine. And I wanted the story to be authentic. Like, ain't nobody can have perfect skin, but ain't nobody perfect. And so I try to humanize skincare and humanize what we're doing with butter, because you can't have perfect skin, but you can have good skin that you take care of, that you love.
You can have good skin. Now, let's tie skin and mental health. When you felt like your skin wasn't where you wanted it to be, how did that affect you mentally?
Ooh, Michelle, I don't know if it's vain or if more people can relate. I didn't want to leave the house. I felt ugly. I felt not like what they expected me to be. It was so bad.
Thank you for saying that as a man.
Yeah, because brothers, they hit me in my DMs, or they was hitting me before, like, what you do for your skin, man? I'm insecure about it. But it was something about black men and being demasculated by taking care of your skin. And whether you are an entertainer or a teacher, it's the first thing people see. And so, I mean, I didn't even want to go to the grocery store if I had a big old pimple, and I had cystic acne. And thank God for my esthetician Celeste, because she taught me about my skin and how to get up under there, right? But also I have products that you could take care of, but it affected my confidence.
Okay.
It affected my mental health. And I realized if it was affecting my mental health, how many other people's mental health it was affecting. And I know that when you take care of your skin, you know, we got over 20 products now, but I tell people every product add a few more minutes to your self-care routine. In a pandemic is when we took off, and I don't think that was by accident. I think that for the first time, people got to look at their reflection in a mirror.
Okay.
Number one,
we had time.
And then after you, you know, you start focusing on everything that you don't have to focus on outside, you start focusing on your skin and yourself. But when you're looking at your skin and you're looking at yourself and you're fixing this, you know, you're fixing how you feel about yourself. And we all have been insecure. You as a performer, if you go out and you got a pimple, and you know, you got the makeup artist on you, even if you on stage and the lights on you, you might be thinking about that pimple.
You're going to be thinking about that pimple,
you know,
the HD cameras, everything is so, the pimple, it could be a nice size, but you also think it's bigger than what it is. You feel like people aren't talking to you. They talking to your pimple. You know what I mean?
I found myself looking down, and I was like, yo, I grew up as a confident young man. And when I started having skincare problems, I would find myself hiding it. And I even would have some of my homegirls, hey, can you put a little makeup on this for the red carpet for me, please? Like, so embarrassed. And I was talking with Terrence J recently.
Oh, he's got great skin.
He has great skin, but he deals with vitiligo. And, you know, we were talking about him and embracing that, but making that the best form of it and taking care of that. And so, you know, so many women have imperfections and men have imperfections, but we can embrace the imperfections, but take care of our skin so that we feel good from the inside out. You know what I mean? It's like no one can be perfect, but we can put the time into giving ourselves that self-care. And if you get a better glow and better skin after that, and you find a product that works for you, I'm happy about that, because mental health is everything. And I've learned that a lot growing into being a CEO.
Yes.
Learning and going to a lot of things being thrown at me at one time, and also trying to keep people happy and keep the consumer happy, but keep myself happy. So I tell people I'm on the skincare journey with you.
Yes, you are. Yes.
I'm learning with y'all.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
We can multitask. So while you are listening to me and Dorian's conversation, I want you to go to butterskin.com while you're listening to us and just kind of lurk and kind of glance and add to cart and then finish the transaction. Y'all, the packaging is so amazing. As a woman, I love great packaging, but men can appreciate the packaging too. I want to talk about men and the skincare stigma. So when you logged in, me and my girls, we were cracking up about how some men don't even want to put on lotion because they feel like it's feminine to sit there and rub lotion on your skin.
And don't let it be cherry blossom smelling. They like, "I ain't wearing that." You gonna go out ashy.
So ashy. I had a friend of mine was like, "What I look like with my foot up, put lotion on my ankles." I said, "Not ashy. That's what you'll look like is not ashy."
Exactly.
So you feel like you are chipping away at the stigma of skincare as it relates to men.
Absolutely. I mean, it was one of the reasons why I started, because people were hitting me embarrassed. And I'm like, "You embarrassed, but just go get yourself some cocoa butter." And I feel like as Black men, we already got to deal with a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, our parents and generations above us, they raised us to be tough exterior. And I think a lot of men feel like taking care of themselves or putting lotion on or something like that makes them less tough. But to me, it makes you more strong to care about your appearance and to really care. You know, even you a woman, you know, you don't want to lay up next to no ashy
and
brother.
Don't.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think that if we can have products that everybody can feel comfortable using, you know, we are undoing PTSD that we have grown to have as African-American and people of color, especially Black men, to understand it's okay to go get yourself a manicure. It's okay to do that. It doesn't demasculate you. It doesn't determine your sexuality.
Yeah.
And I think that just by hearing the conversations of a lot of the brothers that have bought butter, which inspired my next line that's coming out called Butter Brother, so they can feel a little bit more comfortable to really use products as quality for their skin and not be embarrassed.
Let me tell you something. Men, walking around ashy does not make you more masculine. It just makes you more ashy. And to me, regardless of your sexuality, I think the other person that would be in relationship with you would appreciate the extra step that you took to make sure that elbow is nice.
Yes.
Make sure your cheeks got a little glow to it. Come on. Come on.
And I'm glad you're saying this as a woman, because The brothers have to hear the women say, we want to see you taken care of.
We want to
see you looking good.
Yes.
You know, because they think another way. And I think if more women said that, then I think you'd have more men comfortable taking care of themselves. But if you go back to probably our grandparents, your granddaddy, my granddaddy, they was putting their good grease in, they was taking care of themselves. And then for a while it became like not cool to do that. And so I hope that we're bringing that back, because so many Black men have been dealing with mental health. And you know what a good shower feel like, moisturizing, taking care of yourself. You know, it just does something to you. And so it'll make you a better friend, a better partner, and a better man by taking that time for that self-care to go out into this world looking good, yes, feeling good, and being mentally strong. You know,
y'all, he has not asked me to do this, but because some people are like, well, he looked like his stuff is expensive. You can get a sample skin set customizable for $15.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. The thing is, we'll go to department stores where his skincare can be found, but we'll go to drugstores, and before you know it, you are stocking up on stuff that's probably not going to work. But I'm so excited that you do have a sample skin kit, so then that you'll know, okay, let me see. Because you know, you be wanting to do a little patch skin test. You know, some people have really, really sensitive skin. I totally get that.
You gotta
his
try
shea
it,
butter
you
does
know?
Not even clog your pores, because clogged pores is a reason why you can have bad skin.
Yes.
I wouldn't say bad skin, congested skin. And so I'm really excited about your line and how you are debunking the skincare stigma as it relates to men. And thank you for even taking us down the line of what it was doing to your mental health, Dorian.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, when you're talking about skincare, I can't tell it truthfully if I'm not vulnerable. It's the most vulnerable thing that you do, where you're washing your body, washing your face. You know, that's your time. And so you got to be authentically real when you're talking about it. And I got to say this to you. I asked to be on the show because I have been watching, and I want to give kudos to you. And your book is incredibly beautiful, and your journey and everything that you've done is beautiful. I watched you on The Masked Singer, and to see you blossom into this woman of so much confidence, and I've always seen that confidence on the stage, but to hear it and to see you living in it is everything, you know? And so I can't wait to collab with you and work with you one day. And for all of the checking in people, because I love me some Michelle, we're gonna give a code out for 20% off. If they use code checking in, they get 20% off on all the products. And on top of the sample kit, we're going to give them that code so they can get whatever they need, because, you know, what you're doing is needed. It's important, because people don't talk about mental health enough. And people that stand in your place, in your position, seeing the world, seeing so many things, to humanize a superstar like I'm humanizing skincare is what we need more of. And it's purpose what you're doing, and you can't stop it. Like I can't stop doing butter. And it's a responsibility on me. You can't stop using your voice. You can't stop talking, because we all appreciate this, and you're doing a beautiful job.
Oh my gosh.
For real.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's awesome, because you don't know who watches you, who's paying attention. And it's so encouraging even for me to keep going doing what I do. Because I promise you, my next question was to ask you, what was it like in those 4 years of getting your line out? Because we've got some entrepreneurs that are listening as well, that you stayed in there, and you're in Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Ulta. Mm-hmm. Was there any point where you were like, okay, I know you said you didn't care of only five people, but I'm sure it probably cost $5,000 to develop, you know, and five people ain't $5,000 in profit.
Way more than $5,000, I tell
you.
It was the scariest thing I'd ever done in my life, because I didn't know much about it, you know, and it was just crazy, because I wrote the business plan up after I got off a set one night. God just placed it on my heart, put the name on it and everything. And it started moving. You know, I didn't sell nothing for the first couple months. Okay, we were sending it out to people. And then, you know, it started getting some traction. The more I dove into it, the more I put myself into it and stopped focusing on other things. And then as I start getting into stores, I was like, yes, yes, yes. But then the success became scary for me because I was getting into these stores and hoping that I didn't get pulled out. You know, mm-hmm. I had to sit and say, Dorian, it's for you. It's happening. You deserve this. You putting out great products. But it's a lot of pressure when you're dealing with retailers and you're dealing with the masses. I mean, to grow this quick in 4 years, yeah, my mental health is taking a hit, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I have to focus even more time on that because I'm not a box of products. I'm a human being. And sometimes the world can expect you to be the box of products that they use every day. And so during that 4 years, I really just got creative. I called all my friends. I called the people for support. I shot everything I could shoot. I asked for favors. I picked up the phone. I didn't waver. I went and set up my own convention booths in New York and in Colorado and in Vegas. And I did the groundwork.
So you had to believe in you before anybody else did.
Yes, absolutely.
You picked up the phone and called. You said you set up stuff. A lot of people, we be waiting on a try. Yeah. And sometimes it's going to take the work of your hands. You picking up the phone yourself, using the resources, like all the reality TV and stuff that you've done, your acting. I'm sure your contact list now is full of people.
Yeah.
Okay, so now this question is for me. This is for me. Were you ever afraid to ask for help?
Oh, that's a good one because we all, you know, people wouldn't think that, you know, people in the entertainment industry would feel that way. Yes, I was. And so I didn't really tell nobody what I was doing because I was so nervous. And I remember calling Lauren London, who's one of my best friends. And I said, will you host this party for me? And she said, yeah, of course. Anything for you. I trust what you do. And so when she did that and people came, I start picking up the phone and I start saying, can I send you this? Or do you want to be in a campaign? I might not have this much, but I do have this. And I've always been a one-on-one person. I've always been a connect the dots person. And, you know, I was scared. But I wasn't too scared to not pick up the phone. And I always tell people this, you have certain relationships in your life, and some of them are your ace cards. And you know that they're going to be there for you when you need them. You don't call them for everything. I ain't calling Michelle to come help me pick me up from LAX. But I might call you to say, I want to come and talk to you on this platform, right? So it's certain people in your life that you can call on and you know that if it's a good thing, they're going to support it. And, you know, you learn a lot of times when you first start and a lot of people don't believe and a lot of people don't support it. But you got to get on that phone and call. You got to be tenacious. You have to lead it yourself. If I didn't tell my publicist that I wanted to do your show, I wouldn't be sitting here with you right now. And so I tell that to every young entrepreneur, ask, pick up the phone. If you see somebody in the business that, you know, you get that little opportunity to ask them something, sometimes don't ask for a picture, ask for some advice. Ask the people around you, ask the people above you. And in skincare, I didn't really have many people to ask, especially as a Black man. So I relied on the Black women around my company that run Butter. Butter is ran by myself, but it is ran by strong Black women that understand this demographic, that understand what skincare means, that understands, you know, what the soul of this means. So, hell yeah, I was scared. But you know what? Fear don't get you nowhere. Faith does. And so I had the faith in me. And I knew that everybody around me that really loved me had faith in what I was doing. And so, you know, it was the support of everyone. And everybody being so gracious as to why Butter is where it is today, to be honest.
So what I'm hearing you say is faith moves everything. Fear moves nothing.
It don't. And on the other side of fear, because I was scared. I'm like, ain't nobody going to take me serious. I'm from College Hill. And I just went back and did the reboot of College Hill as the teacher. And I never thought that I would ever go back to something I ran from for so long and didn't want to be a part of because I didn't want to be taken serious. And when BET called and they gave me this opportunity to come back with the celebrity edition, I said, you know what? Why not? And I realized that everything comes full circle. Even if that experience wasn't the best for me at that time, to graduate and to end it like that felt good. And so I look at every part of my life and in this business, mm-hmm. and I know it was just for a reason. I've always been a little nervous, but I always had a purpose in me. So purpose always beats out my fear, because if God puts something in me, no matter how scared I am, my body, my soul gonna do it anyway. So just because we out here doing this don't mean we not a little scared and not a little fearful. But we know that our purpose means more than anything. And so that's where I keep it. But man, we have fears so good. Every day.
I've heard the saying before, do it afraid.
Do it afraid.
Because at least you're doing it besides sit there afraid. Don't move and be afraid.
Yes.
Do it afraid. I've seen the saying that says, do it afraid, or speak what you need to speak, even if your voice trembles.
Yes.
Let your voice be heard. So let your voice be heard in whatever that entrepreneurial gift is that you have.
Yes.
I might not be so versed in politics like my girl, Tamika Mallory. She's using her voice in that way. Dorian, you are using your voice. You're building people's confidence in their skin.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
First of all, I'm taken aback just by the words he said to me, because I love uplifting others and pushing others and even promoting others. I'm telling you, it's a joy for me to have you on here, not knowing, you know, how much you just wanted to sit here and let's, y'all, we just having a conversation.
But it's like, look at you. You sitting there with books behind you with your picture on it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, in ways, like you're a singer. You know, you might have wanted to be an author, but to take that leap and say, I'm going to be a author, a Broadway star, a singer, all these different things. And what drew me to you in this podcast was when I was watching you do press for it and your vulnerability. And I said, wow, like, this woman is a strong woman, but she's also willing to do and say what needs to be said to help others. And you said tremble. And I saw a few of your interviews, because before I get on with anybody, I do a little research. I was just listening to Destiny Fulfilled this morning. I like to get in a vibe, but I watched you, Michelle. And I remember when you first started talking about your mental health journey. And I was like, man, she brave, because you know, not many people willing to do that. And when I saw you doing your interviews and your vulnerability and what you've done, it's only magnified your gift as an artist. It's a God-given talent, what you have. You can sing anybody under a table, but to be able to convey that love that we have for you as a singer and then really be personal and be honest. And, you know, I saw something recently on your page and you said you were doing something that a movie or something that you were scared about and you finally did it. So don't ever think that somebody over here, like a CEO like myself, ain't looking to you to keep pushing harder so that I can know on those days, all right, let me do that too, because you're an inspiration. And I think that us sharing our stories together, two different backgrounds, you a woman, I'm a man, but we care about mental health. We care about self-care. We want to look good and feel good. And your book, Helping People Feel Good Here, my skincare products helping people feel good here. We have to keep doing that. You know, and you have to keep doing this. And it makes me so proud to see a book behind you, not because you're Michelle Williams, because you're a Black woman from Chicago. That don't happen every day.
Okay. Okay? And listen, and so, I mean, Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah.
I'm originally from a city called Rockford. We come from cities that are kind of overlooked. We hear Houston, we hear Dallas. Yep. You might even hear Galveston before Beaumont. Yep. And look what you have created. A Beaumont, Texas, born and raised with skincare products in Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, and Ulta. Or y'all, butterskin.com. And it's spelled B-U-T-T-A-H.
Yeah.
Butter. And it's got two and it's got two T's in it, because it lets you know you need to put some shea on your tail, on your butt. Let me tell you something. When you putting Dorian's shea butter on, I just remember my mama, she was a nurse, and a registered nurse, and she would always tell us, put lotion on your butt. Cause she said you don't know how many people would come into the hospital and stuff, and you gotta now cut their pants off. I was like, my, y'all supposed to be trying to save their life. She said, I know, but she said, I've seen so many ashy rumps in my 45 years. I promise y'all, every day that I'm rubbing lotion on myself, and yes, I put lotion on my butt, I hear my mama say, put lotion on your butt. Y'all put butter on your butt. You hear me?
Head to toe.
Men, I'm going to say this, and I don't talk like this all the time on Checking In. Yeah. I don't care if that thing is thanging. If your butt is ashy, put it back in. Put it back in your pants.
Yep.
Put it back in.
Hey, and listen, they got the body wash. They got DuraQuench in there to keep you extra moisturized. Brothers, hit the shower. Put the body butter on. It got a little scent, so it ain't going to give you no craziness. And you good to
go. You're good.
And that's coming from a beautiful woman's mouth. So hopefully all the brothers hear that.
Folks have this idea of what they want their person to look like. Be the same. So if I'm I'm telling somebody I want you to be moisturized, I gotta be moisturized.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So OMG, this has been so exciting, so inspiring. I know that this conversation is touching someone. Yeah. Is there anything that you desire for your line? And the reason why I want us to speak like that next thing that you want to happen. Because I know it's going to happen, because you're going to come back and we're going to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Because people are always expanding. If it's something you can't talk about or don't want to share, I'll say this. You don't have to say anything specifically. Do you have dreams or desires to expand the line?
I'll just tell you, you know, because it's in the works. And I'm a person that likes to speak it and do it. I have anti-aging coming out under eye creams. I have tools for anti-aging. I have Butter Brother coming out for men and women that suffer with razor bumps. And it brightens up the skin as well. I have Home Butter Home coming out. You know, the caboodles from back in the day, we revamping the caboodles, and we're going to give you something to put all your butter in that's beautiful as the box you put in your bathroom, room sprays, candles. I'm expanding Butter Media. We're about to put music together with Butter. You know, I want to put soundtracks out to certain products with Ulta and Macy's and different things. And I want to continue being as creative as I can, using my gift and making Butter an empire and a lifestyle, not just a skincare brand. And I think we're going to be around for a long time because, you know, I'm listening to the people and they support me. And hey, we checking in, but I ain't done till I got you in a Butter campaign right there then. You know, hey, yo, people call my people. Let's get you up on the billboard.
I'm in.
Let's get you in Butter.
I'm in. Let's go. Y'all heard it here first. Say less. We're going to do it. That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to
do. I'm here for it. Thank you so much, Dorian, for sharing with us. I'm excited for you. Y'all, he gave us a promo code. If you go to butterskin.com, B-U-T-T-A-H, the word skin, butterskin.com, he said, put in the promo, checking in. You'll get 20%. 20% off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah. Dorian, love you. Thank you for checking in.
I love you, man. Thank you. This conversation, I needed it, and it meant a lot to me. And I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to work.
Listen, come back anytime. Y'all, I am just absolutely blown away. I love when guests come on the podcast, they ready, they're excited, and he came to give. Dorian, thank you so much. Y'all, he gave away a 20% off promo code called Checking In. So if you go to his website, because I know y'all love a good giveaway. That's why I love y'all so much. His page is butterskin.com, B-U-T-T-A-H, skin.com. His name is Dorian Renault. I hope y'all were inspired. I sure was. I'm in a season of, I gotta do it. I gotta do it. Y'all, we gotta do everything that, I'm not saying you gotta do everything this year, but put into action one or two things that's been sitting in your notepad, in your phone. Go back to that journal and look over some a few ideas that you overlooked because maybe circumstances, maybe you lost a loved one, maybe you had heartbreak or something happened, or you feel like you didn't have the funding, or y'all, I'm telling you, go back and reread some of that stuff that you've put to the side because of life circumstances. Revisit it. And I want reports from every single one of y'all. At least just say, Michelle, you're right. I revisited something that I know that I can put into action right now. Did y'all hear what he said? He wrote down a business plan. He actually wrote his vision. He wrote it down. You might not be well versed in a business plan, but at least write down what you know the name of it to be, what it looks like, what the colors are, what the shape of it is. Just write all of that down, and maybe there's someone who's on your job or at your church or your next door neighbor or maybe a relative who knows how to write a business plan that can help you make it all make sense. So don't be intimidated if you feel like, man, I don't know how to do a business plan. I just gave you the first few steps. Write the name of it down, the colors, what you want it to look like, what you want it to smell like. If you're a chef, a baker, a teacher, whatever it is, a singer, a musician, you know what you want it to look like and feel like. It's so awesome. Not too long ago, I was inducted into the Rockford Public School District's Fine Arts Hall of Fame, and one of my mentors shared something that I said in the eighth grade that I totally forgot I said. We were at the Fox Theater in St. Louis, and he told people that I said, I'm going to perform here one day. And y'all, today I remembered those words, and I remember what it felt like being at the Fox Theater, standing in that balcony, looking at how beautiful that theater was. I remembered what it felt like. It felt so freeing. It felt so grand. And I'm in the eighth grade. So I know the power of writing something down or the power of even speaking it. I know that there are a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this podcast, or you are kind of teetering on being an entrepreneur because right now the job that you're working, it's paying the bills. It's keeping the lights on right now. It's feeding your family. And I get that, but there's something tugging at you. You want to do something else. So I hope this inspires you to at least write the plan down, have an exit plan of saying, hey, I know that I'm going to need an additional 10 grand if I quit my job to take care of rent for the next 10, 12 months. I get it. I understand budgeting and saying, okay, if I quit this, okay, because you don't want to be out lights off in the streets. I want you to be wise in this decision, but don't feel prisoner to where you are right now. Y'all, let's leap together. I'm on this journey with you of doing some things I've never done before either. It's quite frightening, but it's going to be awesome. Y'all, we in this together. Can we agree that we are going to be there for each other on this entrepreneurial journey? On whatever it is that you want to do that's new that you've never done before. I got you, and I know that you got me. Thank you so much for checking in. Today we checked in with our skin. We checked in with everything within. Again, that promo code is checking in. That's 20% off your products if you go to buttaskin.com, B-U-T-T-A-H skin.com. Dorian's Instagram page is Dorian Renaud, D-O-R-I-O-N-R-E-N-A-U-D. Know that you are loved, and I'm rooting for you. All right, will you keep rooting for me? We got a deal? All right, cool. Until next time. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.